Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
The call number is 646
The caller number is 347-850-8721. I will be on air for the next 90 minutes, and we will be talking Lucid Ball. We will be talking about all the greatest stuff that happened on daytime this week, especially my favorite line of the week, says Sunny. Why can't these Cassidine, this, you know, all die, you know, and be left dead? You know, Sunny, I couldn't agree more with you. And Starbucks is scaring the hell out of me. I'm scared. I have never been more scared in my little life. Okay, quick announcement before I put people on. Next week, I will be having a very special guest on the 19th. I am very proud of myself. I am, like, thinking that I'm superhuman or something, because it's been one of my, you know, wishful thinking dreams. But next week, I have Jackie Zeman, who played the wonderful Bobby Spencer here. Yes, I do, people. She's calling in. She's taking your calls. She will be interviewed by the one and only Carly. That's me. I'm so excited. And in May, we will be having most surprise guests. I cannot tell you now, but May Sweets will blow people away. Let's just put it that way. Carly is going to blow everyone away, because that's what my job is, to blow people away. I mean, for guests, not in real life, I blow people away. Well, if I will, okay, I'm so good to call it, because that comment could get me in a lot of trouble. I'm going to bring on Kathy. Hey.
Hi, Callie.
Yes, see, that comment I just made could really get me in trouble, couldn't it? Yeah, I meant blown away by, you know, getting all these really taboo guests that are coming on in the near future. That's what I meant. Really. That's really what I meant. I'm blown away by the news involved this week. It had me happy. It made me cry. The song with Patrick and Sabrina, I don't know what made me cry, but I don't know why it made me cry, but I was in tears.
No, I cried too. I cried through the nurse's ball.
I know,
I cried
me too.
Many times.
Good. I'm not the only, you know, I loved, you know, I'm still, I mean, I've kept all of it on my TiVo. I think I'm going to keep it for a while because I've enjoyed it. Let's just say Milo, Spinelli, all those guys, you did a hot number. It did me the great job. I loved it.
No, that was really good.
I have watched that moment, about 35 times. And no, people, I just didn't watch it for Spinelli, people. I watched it because it was a good damn performance, Will, and Spinelli was taking his suit off. And Mac, I mean, Milo looked, I always get Max and Milo mixed up, but, you know, they looked great. They looked fantastic. I don't care what people are saying on Twitter. Ron, Frank, you blew it out of the park. That was the best in this ball I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really good. Every day you couldn't wait till the next day.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah, I liked all the performances, and they all the actors did really, really well.
The only thing I was disappointed with, and this is not a criticism, I was kind of hoping to see AJ and Liz perform.
Yeah.
You know, I was. I mean, they bearded up and then bam, you know, they gave us the kiss. I was happy with that, so. Okay, and for all the Chris fans out there, send the mail on to Frank and Juan. We want AJ and Liz, front and center. This whole Nicholas thing is sick and wrong, and Nicholas should be shipped off somewhere, because I'm sorry, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Nick and Liz. No.
Thank you. Okay, we are bringing on 773. You're on the air.
Hi, Felicia. It's August 1st. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Alicia.
Oh, you called in. You called in because you missed me so much, and you had to call in, right? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm in my funny mood, Alicia, so whatever I take, say don't take offense. So I'm just in my crazy happy mood. Well, I'm in my freaky.
I never do. It's fine. Let's get down to it. Okay, so the nurses' ball was great. I think that Ron and Frank did a great job. I enjoyed every minute. Yes, they did. I mean, and I usually, like, I started really, really watching GH, like, in 99. I mean, I briefly watched it with my mom, like, before then, but I wasn't, like, Jason and Liz got me involved.
Hold on. At least I'm just going to bring Candace on because I don't want her to wait and then she might kill me, so, you know.
Okay.
Hey, Candace.
Hey, everybody.
So, Alicia, what were you saying about, you started in 99, or?
Yeah, I really started watching on my own in 99. I mean, of course, you know, my mother had it on, you know, through the 80s and the early 90s, but I started watching on my own in 99. So by that time, they kind of started to phase the nurse's ball out. But as far as I'm concerned, this was the best nurse's ball I had seen, you know.
Me too. I mean, I've been watching ZH since probably the mid-90s to the 80s when I was there with my mom and my grandma. But I watched all the nurse's ball. But this one, I'm sorry, hands down, blew me away.
Yeah. I enjoyed Spinelli's Blinding Me with Science. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed...
this moment, we might have a bonding experience. Because that one... because I agree.
I love it.
Yeah. It was good. Spinelli was really good. I thought Ellie was cute. It was it was well done. He could sing. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed him. I also enjoyed, I thought that Epiphany and Tracy and Monica all being on the same stage, that was like hell freezing over. That was great.
It wasn't, but then it got me thinking, I wonder if in real life Jane Elliott and Leslie Tolson can really sing over the lip sync. I was trying to figure that out because they were good. They brought down the house with Epiphany, I thought.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, Kelly Monica, I mean, Sam and her little routine, that was fine. I didn't have a problem with it. She didn't.
You know what? That didn't bug me either. I mean, I thought it might, but...
Right.
It was fine.
But to me, I really wanted AJ and Liz to see them to have a performance, but they didn't. But the kiss was great.
Well,
and I'm looking forward to everything else that comes with them because they were the best-looking couple in the whole thing, AJ and Liz. Yes,
they were. Yeah.
And since you say you've been watching since 99, what really struck me for this announcement ball, you know, it was great with the performances, but I liked how, like, one moment they could leave the nurse's ball for, like, 1 second when I did not want them to leave it, but go back so flawlessly, like, we didn't miss anything. That's what I was, you know, feeling.
Yeah.
You know, like, they did not miss anything. Oh, I have another call. Colin's busy tonight. 703, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jamie.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Welcome.
Hi.
So, Alicia, were there anything you wish they did anything better? Or, you know, because I really think they need to bring the nurses ball back every year because it's watchable. It's so good.
I want them to bring it back every year.
Yeah.
But the one thing I didn't like about the nurse's ball was Mac. I didn't like his performance there.
I love that. I have to disagree. I love that. Oh, yeah.
I was cracking up.
I liked it, too.
I was cracking up. I thought it was cute. And
I
even,
I didn't like how he was bashing Frisco in front of Maxie.
Well, you know what, to be very honest.
If Maxie wasn't there, it'd be fine, but.
I can understand your point of view, but considering the fact that Frisco had been bashing Mac and had a total lack of respect for Mac, the fact that Mac raised his kids, I was totally fine with Mac saying what he said. I was totally fine with that because, you know, Frisco was acting like he didn't have to have any thanks for what Mac had did. Mac raised his kids and Robin. So, no,
yep.
That was the thing.
No, I mean, but I did enjoy Frisco's performance. I love All I Need. So that right there was, I mean, I enjoyed that song. I enjoyed his singing.
What about Rick Springfield's song?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. That's a good, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. I loved it. Loved it. I have watched that performance repeat. I thought it brought down the house as well. You know, I guess, you know, you have to, you know, I love Rick Springfield. I love that song. So for them to put on the Mrs. Ball, I feel it was quite fitting. And everyone enjoyed it. So, I mean, I don't know why anyone wouldn't, because it was one of those moments where Rick Springfield is performing in the Mrs. Ball. I mean, you know, you had two the people that come back that can actually sing. Not that anyone of them can, but it was really nice to see that. And it was, I mean, I think Epiphany did a great job, too, with her performances with Tracy and Monica. That I enjoyed, too.
Yeah, but I didn't like how Brenda got kicked out at the beginning.
Oh, I agree.
You know, Brenda was Robin's best friend, and she should have just, you know, moved to another table and just let it go. But she wanted to be petty, so there it is. She could have just let her stay.
Wasn't Brenda already scheduled to sit there, though?
Brenda was already supposed to be sitting there.
Right. So, because I have to decide with, I mean, I've seen both sides before I say this, but my thing is that Carly kind of started first in a way, and then Brenda followed
up. Okay,
wait.
How come Carly kind of started first in a way?
I said I understand both sides. I was trying to explain it beforehand. What it should have been was, and Sonny should have did it, Sonny should have said, can you both put your differences aside for just one night?
Right.
Yes, because it wasn't about them. It wasn't about
right.
Jax. It wasn't about them. It was about honoring Robin. That was the only difference of the Nurses Ball that I did not like. Was
I loved it.
So how are you going to be petty? But it wasn't. My thing is that you saw all these characters, whether they have beef or not, they came together. And that's what the Nurses Ball is supposed to be about. Like the journalist said.
That's what
about,
I didn't like about Mac, though.
It was funny when Brenda
Okay, I got to agree with everybody. Mac did the right thing. Mac did what
he
needed to do.
No, but he should have set aside his differences with Frisco for that night, though.
Frisco didn't. Why? This is all the things that Mac has been feeling since Frisco came back. Frisco can't come back in. Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
I know, but you just said that that Carly and Brenda had set aside their differences that night. So I think Frisco and Mac should do the same thing.
But okay, here's the thing though. Frisco, I would agree with that, but the thing is that Frisco tried to jump in the I'm a great father. I'm such a great guy. I'm here for my family. I'm here with my family. I'm here with the love of my life. Bull crap. You've been gone how many years? Mac has filled that role perfectly. He was there when Georgie died. He was there when Maxie was going through that sex video scandal a long time ago. He was there for this. He was there for that and for Robin. You can't just come back in and try to take over your spot. You can't do that. And then you're going to try to put him on blast by you know, performing a song, and then in front of everybody, you're going to propose to Felicia like she's going to say, oh, yes, I'll take you back, please. So Mac had to do what he had to do, and I applaud him for that.
Yes.
Robin would have wanted that, too.
Yeah. Because Mac didn't pay. I mean, Frisco, if he was there when Georgie was murdered, where the hell was Frisco?
Frisco
was nowhere to be found. And for him to be so disrespectful, it was like, oh, this is mine. No. You forfeited that right a long time ago. So he had every right to bust Frisco's ass about it. Sorry, but
yes.
He did.
And just like Frisco, like Maxie said, you're leaving again. And Frisco said, I don't want to be anywhere near here. So that's Frisco being Frisco and not taking on the responsibility.
So much for being there for Maxie.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's the
that
one
part.
who suffered is Maxie. Because right now she feels as if there's nobody she can, besides Max. She was starting to believe Frisco. That's the heartbreaking part about that, is that the way Maxie is right now, the way she is feeling, she's feeling guilty, she's feeling all kinds of emotions right now. She really thought, for the first time ever, her father was really there.
For her.
For her. And it was an illusion.
Yep.
He was only back there to get Felicia back.
Exactly.
Yeah, he thought if being nice to Maxie, that would be able to get Felicia back.
No, there's been a couple of things Frisco has done to try to pull, you know, make Felicia feel bad, like saying about Georgie's death. Like, he thought about her when he heard about her death. Where were you at the funeral? Where were you at, period?
Mm-hmm. That's why when Felicia
showed
her
support.
Right. When Felicia showed her sorry ass face to George's funeral, Maxie blasting her at that funeral was the best thing she could have done. That was therapy for her. Because it's like, where the hell were you? Seriously.
Exactly.
So it was fair. It was totally fair.
It was fair. But like I said, Robin would have wanted it that way.
Yep.
With Matt.
Yeah, I guess you have a point. That part.
But I mean, you know, I mean, I you know, it's you know, I mean, I just think that it goes back to, yeah, you're right, he wasn't there, but you know, maybe, you know, he was, you know, he tried, he failed, you know. Frisco is not really meant to be
a parent?
No, that is not what I'm saying. that is not what I'm saying, Candace. I don't think that. I just think that he sucks with being a parent, but I think that, you know,
was he even there for Georgie's birth? When Felicia had her under the table at Jake's. Where was Frisco
okay.
at Georgie's birth? Where was he at?
Okay. Again, you don't like Frisco, but
I don't like Frisco. I like Frisco. What I don't like about his character is this. When it comes down to family, okay, he leaves them. And then comes whatever he feels like it. You don't do that with family. You don't just up and leave because you want to follow an adventure. You want to follow this. You don't do that, especially when you have a daughter. Wait a minute. You have a daughter who had a heart transplant, and you don't want to be with her. You want to cherish every single moment with that child.
Then you have another
maybe
child.
He cannot handle it.
Maybe then he shouldn't have become a father. It's either you become a father or you give up your job.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. I don't think he could handle it. I really don't think he could. Oh, we have another call.
Hello?
Yes, you're
Leo.
I'm press number one. I was just going to listen, but I have to agree with what you just said because that's how I feel. Why, you know, he shouldn't have had any kids if he wasn't going to be a father to them. And I'm sure Maxie got hurt. I was hurting for Maxie when he said that to her. So nothing was left for him in town. What about his daughter and his grandchild? You know? And that's how I feel about Frisco too. I just, you know, if he can't handle it, you know, because believe me, I've had I have nieces who their dads are never got in their life. My nieces don't even know their dads very well, but at least they have the decency to stay out of their life and say, we're just going to keep coming in and out. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Yeah, I have to agree with what you said about Frisco.
You
know what? I think that everybody, I understand, Carly, the reason why you like Frisco. Frisco and Felicia had a lot of chemistry. But that's where it ends. As far as him being a father and a family man, which is what he was supposed to be, I mean, hell, his brother died. Where the hell was he then? You know, that's not enough to make you
say... He was a modern and beautiful.
You know what?
You're talking about Nick Lavoni on Jack.
The
Brown.
Actor,
I mean,
not the character.
Right. We're talking about the character. I'm fine with Jack Wagner, but, you know, Frisco, no, I don't appreciate him at all. Nope. Don't like him.
I love him. I have a thing for Frisco. I have a thing for Jack Wagner. And yeah, he made a lot of mistakes where his kids are concerned, but, do I fault him for trying to come back and win Felicia over? No. Because I'm torn with the whole... Felicia, Frisco, Mac, and Felicia. I don't know who really belongs with who. So, you know, I loved having Frisco there. It was nice.
I never was a Frisco and Felicia fan, so I don't have any problems with that. So,
but
how can you not be a Frisco? They were dynamic.
Okay.
They were.
You know what?
A lot of
people
like that.
We've had this argument before off the show. You know, I could say the same thing on certain couples, too, that you don't like that I like, okay? I'm not going to get into it, but, you know.
I'm just saying they had their little chemistry.
Because I wasn't a Channel 7 fan. I was always watching, NBC soaps because I was on it. I didn't really watch General Hospital start watching until maybe the whole Jagger, Karen, and, you know, Jason storyline back in the day and Robin and Jason and Luke. I never really watched it. I was on and off on that show, so I never really got to watch Frisco and Felicia. I got on to when Felicia and Mac were on there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at NBC. I loved Cruz and Eden with my favorite couple, very first couple ever that I loved. Like, that was my first major soap opera couple that I ever got into liking and everything. So they're still my all-time favorite couple.
Who's your favorite couple?
Yeah, I know this is going to be, a lot of people might not like them. They were on Channel 2 on Guiding Light. They were called Jonathan Tammy.
It's
Tammy. Or Forbidden Fruit, kind of. But I loved them. I loved them as a couple. Jonathan Tammy. One of my favorite couples, too.
I'm with you there, girl. I'm with you. I'm with you with Jonathan and Tammy.
I love them. They just had this guy. He did. I know he was kind of, when he came to town, he knew what he was doing. He knew that was his cousin. She didn't know. But after that, I just liked them. I don't care if they were half cousins or not. You know, they didn't grow up together or anything. So, you know, but I just loved them. They had that chemistry that just was out of the park, you know?
Yeah.
When they killed her off, I was so sad.
dad. I cried like a baby when her death scene and everything. So.
I don't even want to talk about it to this day.
I know. I know. Sometimes I wish that maybe they would have just, you know, faked her death or something, you know what I mean, because of the whole Alan thing and all that. And then I actually read the book. They wrote a book, the continuing story of Jonathan, and I read it. I was crying through the whole book.
Yes.
Because, you know, she was a ghost in the book, and he was falling in love with somebody else in the book, and I couldn't stand it, you know. But knowing she was an angel, Sam was okay. Yeah, so. Yeah. But I'm really.
Hey, what did you guys
really
think about Michael sleeping with Brenda?
Oh, my
God. I'm sick. Wrong.
I don't think they slept together.
Wrong.
They slept together.
They didn't sleep together.
They didn't sleep together.
They better not have. She's making it look like they did, I think. I think she's doing
that. Yeah, just thinking the car. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's doing
that. But why wouldn't she tell Michael what she's doing?
That she should have.
I don't know.
I think she will get around to doing it. It's just like AJ said, you know, when he said to Michael, like, you slept with Brenda, oh, this is going to really, you know. I was like, AJ, calm down, man. It's not that, like, that great.
I just can't believe that, I don't know, Brenda's even making him think that.
I think she should have told Michael.
Yeah, at least tell Michael something. That's sickening. Ah, shit. That's, like, sickening. You know?
It's like what?
That's sickening. I mean, they're like she's
but
known
you
just
said you like cousins.
Like,
that's sickening as well.
Well, okay.
And you know, I'm sorry, Brenna, you're disgusting for doing that, for even coming up with that plan. Brenna, really? Yeah. Brenna made me mad this week. Brenna, you know, I'm on Team Carly. Carly was right with everything she did this week. According with Brenna, if I was Carly, I would have kicked you a couple more times, you know?
I like Carly and Brenda both the same, so.
What?
I like Carly and Brenda both the same.
Well, I want to see more with, more with, I want to see Carly go after her. I want to really see it. I want to see more cat fights. It's becoming really good with the cat fights. I'm enjoying that.
I enjoy Stavros.
Stavros is freaking the hell out of me. Thank you very much.
I love the fact they kept him a secret. Frank and Ron, way to go. For doing that, even though Frank, when you tweeted, huge surprise, I got it on the spot. But
yeah, I thought it was going to be, I thought it was going to be Stephen Nichols coming back.
No, I think, you know, Stavros coming back is more evil and more sick and more twisted than having Stefan back. I do.
Yeah, I agree, but I just thought that since he doesn't have a job right now, he's not on any soap, so I thought maybe he'd go back to GH.
No, I want him back a day. If he goes back at any show,
nope.
Why can't
me too. I want him to go back on Days, too, with Kayla.
I want him on Days, too.
I want him on GH.
Yeah,
he was
true.
I mean, if they bring him back to Days, like, really, let's be honest. What storyline can they do with Patch and Kayla?
They can
Kayla's
write something for them.
Anyway.
They can write something for them.
Because the last time around, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that not a great storyline? The last time around?
I know. I mean,
they didn't give them a good storyline. You're right, Candace. They didn't give them one last time around. No, it was not good.
No, I mean, it wasn't good, but it got them back together. Then You know, they gave him a divorce. I mean, off air, they gave him a divorce. That is not good. But, you know, I cannot wait for Monday. I cannot believe. Wait, and I think Marcy Weiland is going to kick ass at Lulu. I cannot wait.
She's not going to remember who she is. She's not going to know who she is.
You know that.
She's been reprogrammed.
She's probably going to have a different personality as well.
She doesn't know who she is, I think. Something like that, I read.
Well, you know, but I'm...
She's a reprogrammed.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because I'm like... I'm... Like, today's ending, I enjoyed. I'm like, oh, wow, this is, you know, this is really good.
I have to say, I was in shock when Luke shot Helena. I was like, fuck, the bitch is dead. Seriously?
I know.
Like, after all these years, she's
no,
dead.
No, she's not dead.
Oh, you know what? Okay, Jamie, I want to believe that bitch is dead, okay? Because the bitch, after 30 years of tormenting...
I just don't believe she is.
I believe she is.
Dimes don't die, remember what Sonny said?
Yeah, but
well,
Frank tweeted, the bitch is, the queen is dead. Long live the queen.
Right. So,
I think that was it.
Right. It was time. I mean, if Edwin Quartermain is dead, then it's time for Helena to be dead, too. It was
time. Yeah. I mean, I do want them to do, redo the Castaneda Spencer feud, because that was one of a historical storyline for General Hospital. And I like the fact that they used the Ice Princess in a whole different term.
Yep, exactly.
Because, you know, we all thought it was going to be the same thing originally, like with the weather and everything. But nobody thought Lulu, Spencer Princess.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody thought of that.
No.
Right.
So now you got this whole new adventure with Lulu. Like, Lulu has been reprogrammed. You know, you have Stavros, you have Nicholas, you know. You have all these things. And like I said, Stefan may not be that far away. Because Frank tweeted that there's more surprises in the next couple of months that's going to affect every Port Charles family.
Cool. You know, I'm just enjoying seeing what the next day holds. I mean,
hey,
I...
What if Stavros is the Quartermain heir?
What?
Yeah, it's a girl. What if Stavros was the Quartermain heir?
No, that's just sick.
Jamie? No.
That is too...
Oh, okay.
I know, I was just kidding. Sorry.
Oh, man. That was scary. That was scary right there. I'm scared.
I'm just enjoying it. I mean, I just want to see what Monday, is going to, you know, happen. And I love it, you know. I mean, I feel sorry for Laura because here Laura comes face to face with the guy that raped her and the guy that, you know, made her so scared. And Zini Francis' performances was so good to watch. I was like, you know, stop, let's get away from Laura. You don't, you know, and I want to look at Keir Batson a little bit. You know, I'm like, okay, look, shoot him now. But, you know, he can't because
of
Laura.
Laura pressed the button to freeze him, so.
Yeah, I like this Laura. She's a little feisty. I like when she corrected Luke.
Oh, yeah.
When she corrected Luke, says, our daughter. That's right, Luke. She gave birth to her. You just implanted. But, you know, I just loved it. And then when she's like, I love it. Way to go, Jamie. Feisty Laura.
I think GH is the soap right now that keeps getting better and better and better by the week or even by the day. I mean, what they are doing right now is so incredible. A year ago, I don't think we had really, you know, it could be so good. And right now, it's the best I've seen in so long.
A year ago, it was almost canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right
on the time. We didn't know.
around this time. We didn't know.
Yeah. And
no,
you know,
no.
We were going to say it was going to be canceled by last July, and it's still on, so...
I don't think we have to worry about it. I really don't because, you know, I just really think that right now the ratings are great, stories are great, people are happy. So I don't think we are ever going to hear the C word for a really long time.
But I think we all hope not. But, you know, Jeannie Francis said a long time ago that she would come back and say, gave Laura some spunk, some character, some backbone. She said that on Oprah Winfrey's show. So I guess that's what they're doing now, and it's working out great. Instead of making her this spineless wimp, you know, it's going out very well. And as far as Brenda being back, you know, I really don't know where the hell they're going to go with that. And my personal opinion is that if Vanessa Marcil has not signed a contract and she's not going to stay for a long period of time, then there's no point of bringing her back. There's no point.
Why not?
Well, she could be on recurring, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, what does recurring mean? Because I'm not interested in that. If they're going to do this Sonny and Brenda thing, then she has
to
be on regular. Yeah. She's got
to
be on full time. They have to do it. You know, it's too much back and forth bullshit. It's too much of it. She's got to commit, and I can't blame ABC because it's her. It's her saying, oh, I'm only going to be here for 3 months. No.
But then again, on that note, though, I do kind of blame ABC how if Vanessa feels a certain way because of the last go-round. Let's all remember the Brenda's Back commercials and promos, and when she came back, that was an ultimate fail. Like, yeah, Sonny and Brenda fans were happy that they got a wedding, that they got married. And then what happened? It started to crumble. It's like, you know, those writers at the time was like, ha-ha. Like, you know, and I can't blame Vanessa for when she said, you know, if General Hospital asked me again, I would have to really think about it. Because they're going based on previous experiences. But now that they're seeing how good show it is that they have come full circle and have honored the history of the show, and not bullcrap, then, yeah, you know, I'm hoping that she does stay. I'm hoping for Lynn to stay. I'm hoping for John Lindstrom to stay. I want all of them to stay. But I know
well,
they don't
have a call. The news came out today that Jeannie Francis is sticking around. Ken Sliner, oh, God, I wish he wasn't, because I hate Scotty. And Lynn Herring, which I'm so happy about, is sticking around.
Well, that's
what about Jake and Damon?
Bobby and Nob with, you know, but she could return, which is fine. You know, I mean, we are getting some of them, but they haven't said anything about John Lindstrom in the article I read.
I need Lucas to hurry up the poor Charles so him and us get hooked up.
Well, I mean, it's enjoyable, and you know, I hope they can do the Nurses Barbie. I know it's expensive and all that, but it's so worth watching.
I didn't like
watching
how John Lindstrom wasn't at this Nurses Ball, though.
I'll forgive him for this. It's just good to see him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was glad to see him. I love Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, Lucy, all of those, I was just glad to see them. It's really just a classic V8. So. I was worried when I saw him, you know, even before the nurse involved, I was like, oh, God. I hope he's not.
What
really
did you think
good.
Of Alan and Emily's ghosts coming back, along with Rick Weber?
I love that.
Yeah. Ouch.
And Audrey as well.
Yeah, I wonder if that was just a couple of days soon for Audrey or if there will be more because it was so nice seeing her back.
I heard she was just there for the 50th.
Yeah. Is it bad that I cried when I saw her looking at Steve's photo?
Yeah.
Is it bad that I cried?
I don't know, some posts of it, even I don't know why, but the opening last week with the ambulance coming and all that made me so, it made me cry. I was just crying. It was just like, I don't know what made me cry.
I know what made you cry. It's because it's back to when GH was great, and considering how much, you know, how far we've come and how we've almost been canceled and how
right.
it's been decimated, you know. It's just,
yeah.
It's an emotional thing. It's an emotional thing. It's something that we've all grown up with, and we've seen it be at the top of its game and go all the way down to the bottom, and it's slowly getting back to where it should be. So, you know,
right.
It's tough. It's a tough thing.
And as far as Alan was, I just had a soft moment when I was like, this was one of the things General Hospital did wrong by killing him off. Because
yeah.
that was a waste. I mean, Stuart Damon, Stuart Damon is a class act. He still is handsome to this day.
Yes.
I miss him. Like, I miss Alan Quartermain. Now, as far as Emily goes, another thing, I would have loved it if Amber came back, to be honest. I thought that would probably been a big surprise, like Amber came back to play the original Emily. But, you know, I was okay about
Natalia. I haven't really seen Natalia back as, I mean... Seeing Emily back made me happy.
I was glad that Alan. I don't even know.
Got here as well.
Yeah, I was just glad that Alan and Rick, you know, made peace with each other.
Yeah.
What is that noise? Terry, is that you?
What?
Is that you making the noise?
I'm on the freeway. There's a truck beside me. Maybe that's what you hear. I have the windows closed, though.
Do you wanna call back in when the noise is not bad?
It's okay. I'm getting off the freeway soon here. I'll probably end up getting off the phone soon anyways. I'm almost home.
Oh, okay. You guys, I just want to say.
This was my first night ever having Peruvian food or Persian food tonight. We went out for dinner with a friend of mine. I've never had Persian food before or whatever. It was really tasty. Good.
I just want to say before I forget, Twitter is exploding right now. Prios are going out to Zane Cooper, whose son just tweeted Corbin Booth and said, need some prayers for my mom tonight. Not doing great. I don't believe it's the end of her journey, but still a very uphill battle.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it.
He posted that something early this morning.
Wait, what happened?
Jeannie Cooper. Our thoughts goes out to her.
I love her.
She's been on Christmas for so long. I couldn't imagine her God being.
I know.
Here.
That's why I was just thinking.
Yeah,
head.
I can't even think about. She was
1970. I mean, Who's seen today with Victor was so good, and I love watching her, so, you know, it's like, don't do that.
Who are you talking about?
Jeannie Cooper, Catherine Chancellor, Younger Russell.
Yeah.
She retiring, or what's going on?
No.
She has some health issues right now.
Yeah.
So she's in the hospital?
They are not saying.
I'm thinking she's home from based when he was tweeting and Facebooking that she's home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So, I just love her. I love her.
I love her kick-ass personality.
I know, me too.
I was glad when they stopped the whole Jill and Catherine fights, because it was kind of like wear and thin. You know, you can only do things for so long before it's like, really, what's the point? You know? So
that she was really her mother.
Right. But they fixed that, because I couldn't take it anymore. It was like, really, you guys going to fight again? So, but I have been this emotional about an actor since John Ingram, because that, I was really upset with John Ingram. I really was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I love her, for me, we've already lost Don Ingram this year, and, I don't want any more people to be
and
lost
Dr.
in daytime.
Dr. Winter died today, too.
I know, that's sad. And, was it this week or last week? Oh, God, like three people died in one. Like,
three people died this week. You had Annette Funicello.
Yeah, that was sad. That broke my heart.
That broke my heart. Like,
really?
But you know what,
she's really young.
Yeah.
But not really young.
Yeah. Well, she was 70. She was 70. Oh,
but
yeah. Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Margaret Thatcher, Annette Funicello within hours, and Jonathan Winters.
And don't forget, of course, Robert Ebert.
Yeah,
Roger Ebert. Yeah.
Who's Jonathan Winters? His name sounds familiar.
Jonathan Winters is the comedian, but he's best known, even though it's other things, but he was Morgan Minnie's baby.
That's right. Okay, thank you. But I can't remember what else I've seen him on, so thank you. That was bugging me all day. No, it seriously was bugging me all day.
Wait, he's a comedian from what?
From Mork and Mindy. It was a sitcom in the 80s with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He played his baby. YouTube it. You missed it out. Or it comes on. Jamie, do you get the Hub? The Hub channel on cable?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. Morgan Minnie comes on every night. Facts of Life comes on. Morgan Mindy. Teenage Witch. Elf.
Elf comes on?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I did that with myself at the Elf fee, but I loved Elf.
Check out the hub. Check your local listings.
Okay.
Roger Ebert, him dying, I think that broke my heart. That did, because I'm a Chicagoan, so I'm especially sensitive to it. And he was, born and raised, and I'm like, oh. I grew up watching Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, but I was sad to hear of his passing, but I'm saying this in the nicest way, but at least he's not in pain anymore, and they say he had that, that cancer come up again, so,
yeah.
I just feel really sorry for him but what I loved about him, he let it all hang out by, not hiding out after, losing his voice or anything.
Yeah.
I thought
he was a brilliant man, and he was a brave man.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hey, Lisa, we saw that the Baltimore Sun had the little comic strip in honor of Roger, where Gene and him was watching the sunrise or the sunset. The movie seats, and it had Gene saying, "Hey Roger, I was saving the seat for you," and he had some popcorn, and it was like Roger said, "Oh, I give it two thumbs up" or something like that. like, I think all the newspapers, but we saw it, like, in the Baltimore Sun carried it, and they had, like, a tribute to him, too, and, like, how he came to Baltimore recently. Like, I didn't even know he came, like, he came in January or something like that. And
yeah.
He was, you know, helping kids and stuff, and they said he was in great spirits, but I was just
I shed a tear when the Chicago Sun-Times had a picture of a movie theater chair that was empty, and they had a single stem and that's when I kind of lost it. I can't believe it. He's actually gone. Because many years ago, my mother, actually was 31 years ago to be exact, she saw Siskel, Gene Siskel, in the park with his wife and his son, which is a year older than me. And she was like, "Hello, Mr. Siskel." And he said, "Hi, how you doing?" And I always ask my mother, I said, "You didn't get an autograph?" She's like, "No, I didn't have a pen or paper." But they were, you know, they were legends. They're Chicago legends. They're legends all over. He just made you love movies. And that passion that they had, it just translated to everybody. So it's a loss. It's a real loss.
I mean, what I loved about them was, and his poem, I mean, not his poem, like, but like his one that he did the movie, so with, passed away a couple of years earlier, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought, you know, I thought it was, they were saying that he thought of the thumbs up, thumbs down thing, and it worked. It really worked, and I'm really going to miss him. He was this, you know.
They did a trip to him at the movie theaters Friday before I went to see the movie, before I came on the show, and they had like a whole tribute to him, and everybody was applauding. You would just think that was it. That was the feature presentation and everything, and people just stood up and they did, like, you know how they show previews right after a preview?
They didn't even do that. I used to go to the movies all the time, and I mean, I still love movies, don't get me wrong. But now it's so expensive that, you know, it almost costs like $30 or $40 just for eating out at a movie.
That's why I go to the veterinary, like, early on a weekend, not 9:15.
9:15, wow.
Because you know why? It's not a lot of people there. It's cheap, and you get some peace and quiet without hearing, oh my God, I can't believe that. And people keep you in the back of your seat.
It's too bad that you're not here in Chicago, because a couple of years after Gene Siskel died, they made the Gene Siskel Theater, which they show independent films and everything, and I've been there, and it's great. It's really great.
Is that next to the stadium, or further out?
Say that again.
Is it nearby the Cubs station, the stadium?
No. Actually, it's further. It's nowhere near the at Wrigley Field. State Street. It's nowhere near that, but it's in downtown Chicago, and it's across the street from the Chicago Theater. It's where it is.
Okay.
But if you're ever in Chicago, I'll take you to see it. It's a great theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's something that I have to on other news. It's something that I have to ask everyone. Did everybody see the atrocity that is known as Bold and the Beautiful this week?
I've seen some.
I
actually thought that I was going to throw something at my TV when I heard Brooke say the word stallion. I never want to hear her say that again, ever.
Wow.
Lisa,
yeah.
I'm going to ask this question, too. Do you want to join me in choking Caroline?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just don't understand. How can they have so many annoying people on one show? Don't they understand that there has to be a balance? You can't have too many assholes on one show.
Caroline and Bolden the Beautiful?
Yes.
Yes.
I cannot stand her. I want to
kill
her.
I mean, now that I know who Ricky Paul Golden is going to play on Bold and Beautiful, this is going to get very interesting.
He's going to play Maya's baby daddy,
baby
right?
Baby
daddy.
Yup. Wow. And so, like, Guy and White fans, this is, like, the best storyline because it's like, wait a minute. Maya used to be Christina. Ricky used to be Gus. It's like, wait a minute. What the heck is going on? Like, is Bold and Beautiful trying to, like, redo something with Guy and White actors?
Oh, this is going to be great when he comes on. I'm looking forward to him.
Yeah,
right now.
He's only going
to
be on for, like, what did they say, a limited time? So he's not really joining the
cast.
The
thing I like, he wasn't going to be on, you know, for a lot, but he was going to be on a couple of episodes.
Yeah, it's just going to be just one of those, like, you have to do a double take. Like, wait a minute, what? Don't Crystal Chappelle in that whole scene. We'll get my Olivia and Gus back.
Can
I ask you all a question as well?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What did you think about Grandma Brady on Days of Her Lives going to the strip club today?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
I thought that was funny. She needs to get out like that.
I did a double take. I rewound it. I'm like, okay, no, did I just see what I just...
I like when she said, she saw him up there. She said, I think I know him.
I know, I'm like laughing. I'm like, yes, you do know him.
The exact words out of my mouth was like, go, Grandma. Go, Grandma.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, that was like...
And then Chad got that lady drunk that works at the hospital.
Thank God.
I know. I'm like, yay, Chad!
Thank God.
And you know what? I want Chloe... to be dead. I just want her to be dead.
Well, she's leaving town, so that's close to she'll get, I guess.
Yeah, but
That's not too close to being dead. I actually want her to say bye-bye, and she falls off the cliff, and it's done. I hate her.
Callie's violent.
Thank you, Kathy. I am violent. I am violent, and I'm okay with being violent because some characters... said,
I want Nick to fall off the cliff, not Chloe.
Why not?
I want to push Nick off the cliff and then kiss Nicole.
Well, I mean, excuse me, why?
Who?
What?
You don't want Nick to get pushed off the cliff?
Yeah.
Nick Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, Nick.
Chloe's hand and Kristen's hand. Three of them.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep. Yeah, that would
be...
Why
don't you want Nick Fallon to be pushed off the cliff?
No. I want something more evil and more violent happening to Nick. I want Nick to get run over like 33 times or something.
Needles in his eyeballs.
Thank you, Kathy.
I heard somewhere online he might not be staying on Days much longer. That's what I heard, like, on the message board. Nick.
Okay, don't kid around with my emotions, okay? Okay, please.
It was, like, one of the fan groups. It was one of the fan groups for Days of Our Lives, and they said that, you know, he might not be staying on the show long.
I
heard he was only on there for 1 year, and that was it, so.
But yeah. I have to say Blake Barris is an excellent actor because he's playing such a bad guy.
He is.
And he's doing a great job with it. He is a good actor. To be that
bad. I like
bad.
Him as an actor. But...
And he is nice to his fans, too. He is
Yeah, he is. Don't get me wrong.
I follow him, and he is a really good guy. And he's if we hate him that much, he's got to be doing a good job. So
Nick should be maybe Stavro should put Nick in that ice chamber thing.
Wow, that'll be a crossover that I would. Wow, there's a lot of people in Salem that needs to be frozen.
Yeah,
not to mention no names, but you can just take some guesses. You're right.
It's just that Days has three sort of villains they've had for this, well, for the last, is it a year? Is it maybe less than a year? Three villains at the same time, and when they're all on the screen the same day, you're like, fast forward. I want to fast forward because it's...
Yeah, I'd rather have Stefano and Tony and EJ all together.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
me too.
I missed him. I really missed him. I keep saying that every time I see him on TV. Look, I miss you, Dave.
Yeah.
It's been very hard to watch Days
with those characters because they're so...
It's very hard to. It's like...
They're unmatchable.
Yeah.
You know, it's... But, you know, I kind of... You know.
And the other thing is, if Judy Evans can't get more airtime as Adrian, they should bring Bonnie back, because then she could play her as well.
No.
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 I was a Bonnie fan. Let me clarify this. What I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
I love
liked her
Bonnie,
sense of humor.
But
like
I
when
got
she faked
tired
the heart attack, that was hilarious.
To me, that was like the borderline. Because I was like, okay, Bonnie came on, she was this spicy, fine girl, and I loved it. I loved that Judy Evans could play a totally different character with a you know what I'm saying?
Judy Evans was great.
Yeah, she was great. She can't do anything wrong. I'm just saying. But
she was great, but I didn't like Bonnie with Mickey, and it was John Ingle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of sick. I mean, not
that's
sick,
what
but...
But I like
the Bonnie Mimi stuff. You know, mother-daughter bonding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was good.
Yeah, it was
and
all right.
But Bonnie faking the heart attack. Do you remember that part?
Yeah,
I remember that part.
And then Caroline said,
okay, Bonnie, gotta go.
And then Caroline said that you need to go to the hospital or you'll die or something like that.
I just didn't like John Ingle involved with her, and I didn't like John Ingle as Mickey. I was,
that's because they fired him from General Hospital at the time, so.
Yeah, but that was kind of sick to put John Ingle in the thing of Mickey when in real life Francis Reed and John Ingle were only like 5 or 7 years apart, and he was calling her mama. Come on.
That's just like Ron Moss and Stephanie Flanagan on Bold and Beautiful. They're a couple of years apart. Like, what, 3? Is it 3 years?
Really? I never knew that.
Uh-huh. And
really?
Jonathan Cook. They're all around the same age.
Well...
Yeah,
like,
Ron Moss
would be
that old. He would be.
Yeah, Susan has to be, what, 60s, 70s? John McCook around that same, and Ron Moss. Like, he's around closer than all that. Yeah.
I don't know, but anyway, I just think that she needs to come back as Bonnie if she's not going to get airtime as Adrian.
You know,
And I want Wally Kurth to go back to GH if they're not giving him their time as well. So
yeah, I like him as Justin.
Like,
you know,
I like him as
Ned.
Yeah,
I like him as both shows. Justin and Ned.
But see, if they bring Bonnie back, they would have to get Mimi back. And Farrah already said she ain't coming back to Days of Our Lives when people ask her.
Well, they could recast, I guess.
I don't think they're going
to
bring Mimi back or Bonnie.
Yeah. But if you don't have Sean,
I heard that Jen Lilly's going to Days, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she
that's
is.
That's
going to
be very interesting.
Yeah,
so she
could play
not
Mimi. A recast. They already said she's not going to be a recast. It's going to be a totally different character.
Oh, I
wonder who.
It's not a recast of a character that's already on the canvas now. I thought that's what they said.
Oh, because from what the NBC board said, that it wasn't going to be a recast. So, but who knows? They might be wrong about it.
No,
yeah,
I read she's not going to be a recast.
Because I thought it meant it wasn't going to be a recast of a character that's already on the canvas now.
Well, I guess it's,
Mimi's
I
not
guess
there,
we
can
just,
recast.
I guess it's like we have to wait
but,
and see on that.
Yeah, yeah. But also, if they make her as a new character, I don't know how they're going to do that because I don't think they need a new character on Days right now, so...
Why not? I mean, if they are getting rid of Corey, I welcome a new character.
I don't know. I just want an old character to come back and her to play that or something.
Like Belle?
Like play Mimi. Yeah, Mimi, Belle, any of those young girls. But
what they need to do is actually bring back Belle and Sean. That would actually kind of help the show out a little bit.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Hope doesn't have her son there, and she doesn't have her husband there either. So
kind of ridiculous.
It's kind of all.
You know, I'm this. You know, I mean, my favorite two soaps right now.
I just think on Days there's a lot of people they should bring back.
But with the Days of Our Life, we don't see everyone that we want to see every day anyway.
I'm just glad to see Greg Vaughn. Oh, sorry. Said it out loud.
Father Eric.
Yeah.
Woo!
I actually like him better on Days than on GH. I mean, he was okay
on GH,
but I like
do too.
Hey, on General Hospital, anytime he had his shirt off and was in a hot tub, I was okay. Just say it. When he was on Young and the Restless. Good looking.
Mm-hmm.
On Days of Our Lives, they are so wrong. What makes it a priest?
If he takes color off, everything will be fine for you.
There's the true statement right there.
Well, he has chemistry with Nicole, for sure, but... Now they have her with the ex-con, I think. I think they're going there.
I know. I don't think they are totally going there.
Father Eric could quit being a priest if he sees Nicole kissing the ex-con and get jealous.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I want Nicole and Eric.
You know, Nicole could kiss the ex-con, and then Eric quits being a priest because he gets jealous. Of Nicole kissing the ex-con.
Could be.
Yep.
Alisa, so you've been watching.
I'm going to kill Nick first, obviously, but.
Alisa, you. Are you enjoying? I mean, are you watching B&B, Alisa, like every day? Because I can't stomach it every day, Alisa. I try, but... Oh, Alisa left. Her phone dropped.
Speaking of leaving, I have to leave. Sorry.
Oh, Zimi, why are you leaving us?
I'm sorry. I'll try and call next week if I can.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye,
Jenny.
Bye.
Candace, so what's going on in your life? We haven't heard any Candace updates in a while.
Yes, we have.
So, everything's okay. Everything's great. You know, just counting down to April 29th.
Yep. Can't wait. 12 o'clock noon.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch it at noon.
Carly, please tell me you heard about what happened today.
Okay, what? I hear a lot of stuff, though.
This is kind of huge. This is huge.
Oh, about the One Life of the People.
Yeah, about Roger.
Yeah, I'm confused.
He's going to be on both.
Both. So here's what we have investigated team has figured out. Me and my partners, we have decided to slice and dice this situation in all kinds of ways. One, he's going to be a new character on General Hospital. But yet, on One Life to Live, he's going to still be playing Todd. There's some stuff that's missing from both sides of the story. Yeah, we heard ABC's side of the story. We heard Prospect Park's side of the story. But did we hear the whole story?
No.
Exactly my point. Kirsten Austin has said at her event last Saturday that Prospect Park will have negotiations in June, but we don't know if it's still scheduled. We don't know about Michael Easton yet. But
now,
we can tell you that Melissa Archer on her Twitter page said that she had lunch with Michael not that long ago. So, you know,
who
speculated. Melissa
Archer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Exactly.
But there's
no word
on Michael Easton tonight. No word on him.
No.
No.
And no word on if Kirsten Alderson is going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we won't know until summertime if she's going to do One Life to Live.
Didn't Kristen start GH today?
I think all of them started it today.
They all did.
Well, no. Roger, Roger, I think yesterday finished with One Life.
Yeah.
So either today or Monday they're going back.
So my question is, I'm just curious. Okay, so because rumor has it, Kristen Alderson might be going back to, you know, One Life, but she will be going back as Star, and then on GH she will be playing a new character.
She can't play Star on GH.
She can't play. Yeah, it's not an ABC show anymore.
You know, I mean, if the negotiations,
because what basically is saying is that in come June, Prospect Park and her will have a meeting, have negotiations. And then after that, we'll find out if she's going to be on One Life to Live as Star or if she's just going to be strictly a one-sided actress on General Hospital. Unlike Roger, he's doing both. Now, at first, I would get the soap cover people who putting it out because it was misleading when they said Roger was doing both shows and me thinking that he was going to still be playing Todd, which would have raised more questions as to, okay, what about the two other actors? But then when I read it and it said, you know, because me and Carrie had read it, and that's when, you know, we figured it out. But there's so many questions right now. It's like somebody's not, like, it feels like something is not adding up. Like,
yep,
ABC's
exactly.
Side of the story and Prospect Park, so it's a missing piece of that puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by Monday or Tuesday, we'll find out.
Something's missing.
I know, something is really missing. I don't understand it. You know, I'm sure a lot of people, the reason why I'm not getting a lot of calls tonight is because everyone is listening to...
Palin Center.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I got. It'll be on replay tomorrow, so I'll see it.
I'm on Twitter. Everybody's writing about it.
Yeah. Oh, did y'all see John's video tribute to General Hospital?
For what?
Jonathan Jackson did a video tribute. Like, he talked about General Hospital. He was
That was good. I saw it.
And did you read Amber Tamblyn's
post.
Oh, gosh, that made me cry.
I was like, oh, my gosh. And then you realize these two really grew up before our eyes on General Hospital.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Amber.
Like Amber said, poor Amber said, this was the first time I did a love scene in a boathouse. Like, yeah, I remember that scene.
I cried with what she wrote. Oh, my God, I was crying.
Me too. I
about Anna
yeah.
Lee. That did it with Anna Lee.
Yeah.
When she, I was like, I was like, oh, my gosh. And then Kimberly McCollin, she had to do it too. She had pictures and everything. She had music with hers. I'm like, ah.
Well, you know, and tomorrow night, the Band Room in Valley has a show, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, you know, so I thought I would mention that, and next week, people, get ready for Zachy Zeman on here. I cannot wait. That is going to be a great little interview. But April 29th is coming fast, and that's good. I mean, people are, like, counting down.
Except for one thing, I don't know if I can handle Snoop Lion. I have to get used to saying his name. Snoop Lion doing the themes for One Life to Live. I don't think I can get behind that. I mean, he did it before, which was funny and cute, but I don't know. I was thinking that they were going to have the original theme music. I don't know why, but.
I was hoping that.
But I did see the preview for the show. Danny! Yeah, this ain't old One Life to Live. This takes it. Ooh, yeah. And some of the guys are cute. Just going to say it. Some of the guys are cute. And I'm still bagging Blair and Cutter.
Blair and who?
Blair and Cutter.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know how he got out of jail, but, you know, hey, him and Blair are in business together. Wink. Come on, y'all know y'all want to get behind Blair and Cutter. Come on now. Come on. It's okay.
We might get Blair and Todd. Blair Todd.
Yeah, okay. For a little bit, and then I want Cutter. I need something. I need, like, her to be in another relationship, like how she was with Christian, even though that was, like, a waste of my time, too. But I just think it would be something if they took, you know, Cutter and Blair. I don't know why. I'm, like, looking at the cast, and I was like, well, who could they hook up?
I wonder what Ted King is doing.
Yeah, I was wondering that the other day, too.
I had a dream about him the other night.
It must have been a good one. I love him.
It really was. Wait, I'll tell y'all the dream. Ted King was here, and he was talking to me about the house. And then he had started quizzing me, saying if I know magic. And I said, no, I don't know magic. He was like, oh, he needs somebody who can do magic. Well, then all of a sudden, it's like, do you like crime? And I said, not that much. And he was like, oh, he's like, where I used to work at, I did a lot of crime. I'm like, wait a minute, why am I dreaming all this? I woke up, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, TNT, Charm was on.
Oh, God.
When he played Andy, and it was a scene. I'm like, wait a minute, subconsciously, like, I was dreaming about this. lately, I've been having some strange dreams. Okay, so, you know, that's what's going on in Candace's world. Candace has been having strange dreams, soap opera related, and I don't understand why.
I have them, too. I have soap dreams. I do. I have people in soaps in my dream. I guess I have a problem. I watch too many soaps. I do.
Well,
I
dream. Well, Kathy knows that, but yeah. I dream,
I
too.
I dropped out of the Nexus Ball. And Carly, you didn't even ask me how I felt about it.
Oh no, Candace, did you save the nuisance ball? I mean, on your TiVo?
Yes, I did save the nuisance ball. But I didn't like some of the performances.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't like Finelli and Ellie's performance. I think it was the wrong song choice. I think he should have sung Weird Science.
I liked them.
Yeah.
I enjoyed them.
I enjoyed the Magic Milo and Friends. However, there are some people that should have been on stage that weren't.
Sean.
Case in point. Patrick.
Sean.
DJ. Sean.
I wanted Sean.
I was like, please, come on, Sean Kennedy. Like, do it for the fans who signed that petition of you being shirtless.
No, you know who I'm talking about? Sean. Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Lee Grand Sean.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting. I was like, where is he? Where's Jason Thompson at? Because this is something he would totally have done. But I'm going to give some points to, let's see. Well, Derek Cheatwood, a.k.a. Max, had a song on. I don't know if y'all caught it or not, but there was a little something that was hanging up top, and it had a little string. Yeah, I replayed that whole thing a couple of times. Bradford should be on Dancing with the Stars. I love his fancy footwork. Michael, I agree with Olivia when she said it. Except for you, Michael. Poor Michael.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so bad for him, he was saying, but, you know, I couldn't do it. It's okay, Michael. Next time, buddy. Next time.
Keep your pants on, Michael.
I felt bad. Call Me Maybe. Okay. You know, it was cute. We give him the cute factor. Two thumbs up for the cute factor. I didn't like it. You know what? I think what it was is that if it was just Emma with... name some other little kids in Port Charles. Like Jocelyn. Yeah. And,
children of the Corn.
I'm.
And like Molly. You know, like the younger little kids, you know, singing that song, it would be cute. You know, like, oh, call me maybe. But, no.
Yeah, I think that probably would have been better. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Now,
it was cute, but...
It was cute. That's all I got. but Molly, TJ, and Ashley Grimes, daughter Karen. Woo! I was rocking out to that song. Like, yeah! That was a good performance. I loved it. Jed Wagner shed a tear because he redid that song. He did.
Yeah, I love that song. I watched that performance over and over. It was really good. And, so was Rick Springfield. I'm sorry, but...
That was full circle. That was a full circle moment.
Yeah.
Very full circle. The fact he started that song while he was on the show, for him to, you know, be Noah Drake, Eli, and then Rick Springfield.
Oh, you guys, we have 90 seconds to go, but we probably go over time. But thanks, everyone, for calling. Remember, Jackie Zeman is here next week taking your call, so you don't want to miss it. But, no, I agree with you, Ken. You know, I want them to do the nuisance ball every year. I don't care if they have to dip into their budget. Many of do because it brought the fans back.
And most of the songs are on iTunes. So if you buy that, the money does go to, you know, research for AIDS and stuff like that. But the song that really did it for me, like, and I got to agree with a lot of fans on this that made us, you know, was the final song with Patrick and Sabrina because it reminded me of We Are the World.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just, you know, I wasn't too keen on it, but the opening number, two thumbs.
I loved it.
was like, hey, like.
I cried with the opening number. I don't know what came over me. The opening
number. I cried too.
Because
I started crying.
Because you finally realized it was back. The nurse's ball was back.
Yeah, they started dancing and singing, and I'm like, oh my God, here I go, I'm crying already.
You guys,
let
me read really quick about the first thing what Corbin Benson said about his mom.
No. Is it Carly? Is it good?
I read it. No, it's not. It's all right. I read it.
Okay.
Need some prayers for my mom tonight. Pretty rough. Won't elaborate now, but I believe there's still more purpose for her on the journey. But that's not my call. I love her so much. I want peace for her. I hope that is okay. I hope this is okay to share with all of you, knowing I love her and you are my friend and innocent part of the family and the community. We talk openly and honestly about a great many things, and you have no idea how much comfort it gives me knowing that she's resting peacefully, and this message is meant to announce friendly, but not at all, but it's of asking you to have her in your thoughts through the night.
Doesn't sound too good, though.
Yeah, that's why I kind of said, like, was it good or bad? Because right now I'm just like, because I just flashed back to when my great uncle used to work at a hospital that she was admitted to. Like, it was probably around the time I got my stitch. So that was like 96, 97. And she was getting her, I think it was either her hip replacement. I just remember she was so excited. Because he got to help with that. And I remember, like, saying while getting my stitches in, did you get an autograph? Keep in mind, I'm getting stitched up while I'm saying this. And he was like, no. He was like, what's the point? And, you know, when you hear Jeannie Cooper's in the same freaking hospital as you, you know, and you have a family member that works there and has access to her, you know, I'm thinking, get the autograph.
Yeah, you get an autograph.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, like, when she won her daytime Emmy, her first Emmy, like, a couple of years ago. You know, her speech and...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I love Catherine. I love Jeannie Cooper. I read her book, and her book was so good. And so, what are you doing this weekend, Ken?
Cleaning and babysitting.
Are we avoiding the grandparents this week, are you praying that I'm called you?
We're actually all good right now. We've been talking to each other this week.
Wow.
Yeah, because my step-grandmother heard Sonia's interview. It's the one between Sonia. So Sonia, listening, I'm sorry if some lady named Dolores emails you or something like that. I don't know her. She's been having Billy Dee Williams movie thons, like watching.
Oh, she should have called in. I would have let her on the line.
She heard it because I had said on Twitter, I said, well, I just now talked to Sonya, you know, and next thing I know, ring, 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 when were you going to tell me about this? She heard it, but it was all good. And we also watched The Nurse's Ball because she wanted to see what Elizabeth was going to do. And then she thought I lied when I said that Elizabeth did technically sing. She did technically sing, right? I mean, I wasn't imagining it, right? She did sing.
But we didn't see it.
No, yes, we did. when she in the opening number.
Oh,
the
opening,
phone,
yeah,
no.
Okay, okay,
no,
yeah,
she said,
you're
singing.
Right.
She went, woo.
That's singing. There you go. That was singing. So there's only so much that Becky can do, but that woo.
I enjoyed the opening. I enjoyed the opening. That was a really cool opening.
Yeah. But I'm actually going to get ready to go because I have to get up so early in the morning.
What time did you have to get up?
7:30.
Wow.
I told you I got a lot to do. I got to clean and then I got to babysit.
That is not good.
You know, I gotta get rid of some of my stuff anyway because I feel like the house is becoming like quarters. Not that bad, though. Wait, not that bad. It's just can't find certain stuff and I want to get rid of some things. Not like dead cats and pigs and stuff are here.
Well, I mean, I you would have to pay me to like really clean and. Get rid of things. I mean, I could get rid of stuff, but I suck at actually doing it.
Oh, I love cleaning.
Come over and clean Kathy in my house.
Yeah,
right, Kathy?
Come over here. Yeah.
It's just not about cleaning that's just like free, that makes you just feel free. Okay, I'm going to get on the phone now. Because people are like, Candace has issues. Okay.
We could explode your issues. I could be telling my doctor, and we could explode your issues.
I mean, it is just like when you like use Windex to clean the mirror, like completely clean. It's like looking you're looking at your reflection. You're seeing the type of person you are.
When you get my age, you don't want to look into your reflection.
It's sort of about Febreze, like the, you know, it's like, oh, it smells much better than what it already. Not saying my place stinks or anything, but it's just like that. When you clean, it's like your environment is so much better. Like you're happy.
Yeah, I am happy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
I know
clean?
What you mean.
Yeah,
I'm happy when I. Finally can find the thing I lost, which I still can't find. I will be happy when I find the thing I lost, okay, people? That will make me happy. I'm good. Like, you know, I'm good. You know, I'm great at losing stuff, yeah. So, should we call it a night?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, call in next week, Cam. Well, you always call in, Cam. And I don't have to worry about Kathy, but people pray for Vinny Cooper and...
Yes, please.
And to send really good positive thoughts to because... I don't feel like crying over anything other death right now.
Yeah. Gee, you'll beat this.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So see you guys all next week.
All right.
Bye. Bye, Candace. Bye-bye.